Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Still enjoying this MLS game, I must say. Or match. I'm trying to get my soccer lingo down. And I want people to tweet me which MLS team I should root for. I don't even know how to read the graphics on this thing. They just put up something called Group A Live Table. What is that? They look like standings. Why don't they just say Group A Standings? The Group A Live Table. I'll tell you this much. Miami's goalie is phenomenal. And unless somebody can advise me otherwise, I'm going to become a Miami fan. I don't even know what their nickname is. But I'm liking this game. And I'm going to watch this. I'm going to watch this sport. And I'm going to adopt a team. Horst, do you want to adopt a MLS team with me? We can both root together.
If there's a team in Buffalo, I will.
Speaking of that, how about the Blue Jays? Their own country won't let them play in Toronto. Nobody wants us. The Pittsburgh Blue Jays or the Buffalo Blue Jays. They could be for a while. Jason Mackey reports that PNC Park could be a location for several Blue Jays games this year. Nobody wants us anywhere. I just saw, was it the Bahamas that said, no Americans, thank you. The European Union, no Americans. Thank you. Who else? Anybody I'm missing? Canada, basically saying as much here. And it's frankly hard to blame them. So the question will be, where do they play? Buffalo's facilities inadequate, apparently. That goes for a lot of things in Buffalo, quite frankly. So I think you may see some games here with the Blue Jays. Let's go through our opening eight, our eight-pack, our grade eight. Oliver Perez, number eight here, Oliver Perez actually appeared in a game the other night again. It feels to me like Oliver Perez is 94 years old. It feels to me like I remember this guy from my youth. I've been married for over a decade. I've had this house that I'm sitting in for over a decade. I hadn't even met my wife when Oliver Perez came into the league. I was still covering the Penguins as a beat writer when Oliver Perez came into the league. I can't believe that this guy is still around, and I see in Beer Temple's piece that he pitched against the Pirates the other night. It's a miracle. It feels like he was around in the 90s. It does. As it turns out, 2002. This guy just got his shin absolutely destroyed in this game. Has soccer become more of a contact sport since I've watched, which was never? Look at this. Anyway, good luck to Ollie Perez. 2002, he came into the league. Had a great year for the Pirates, and then he kicked that laundry cart and was never the same, but reinvented himself as a left-handed reliever. So good for him. Sidney Crosby's injury. Like many others, I'm told there's probably nothing to worry about here, but probably can be a tricky word in hockey, and I think if you've been around the Penguins as long as a lot of us have, and, well, I've been around since Oliver Perez came here anyway, I've seen too many Penguin nothings turn into Penguin somethings to completely disregard it, but for now, probably nothing. Blue Jays, I already mentioned. How about the goaltending situation with the Penguins? This is unbelievable, right? I mean, we talked about this a couple weeks back with Jay Caulfield. What if Jarry is significantly better than Murray in training camp, such as it is? That appears to be happening. Reading Josh Yoey's piece from yesterday or today, I don't know which. As he phrases it, Jari's been the better goalie this season. And make no mistake, Yoey writes, he's been the better goaltender through 1 week of camp. He looks poised, relaxed, and confident. Murray looks like a guy trying to find his game. They don't have time for somebody to try to find their game, if indeed that's the case. I still think Murray will start. I still think Murray should start. I don't want to read too much into training camp scenarios here. I want to see what happens when the lights go on. However, in capital letters, if he's not good in game one, there's no time to wait. I'm immediately going to Jarry. And I'm not sure, by the way, I don't feel totally confident that Jarry isn't the better choice to begin with. But I'm willing to accede to what everybody, you know, the case everybody would make for Murray, and a legitimate one, that he's won before, that even last season when it came time for the money games in March when they had to make the playoffs, he was really, really good. That Jari's play slipped late in this season. All of that is relevant, very relevant. That's why I would probably still choose Murray. But, man, the leash is getting way shorter, I think. And who knows what Sully will do? Who knows? It's long been the narrative that Murray is his guy. But as I always point to, the first cup run, it was 2-2 in the Eastern Finals, and he pulled Fleury out of nowhere. I mean, put him in out of nowhere, I should say. When I say pulled, I mean summoned him from nowhere. The guy hadn't played in a long time. And if Murray's your guy, he had a funny way of showing it by putting Fleury into Game 5 of the Eastern Finals, right? And believe me, if Fleury plays well and wins that game, he's in Game 6 of the Eastern Finals. And if they win that, he's in the Stanley Cup Finals that year. So, yeah, I guess Murray is Sully's guy. But only to a point, the guy that Sully believes can win is Sully's guy. And I wouldn't be totally stunned if he started with Jarry. I wouldn't. I'd bet on Murray. Murray would be my bet to start. I think he should start, but I wouldn't be stunned if he didn't. Joe Musgrove, opening day starter. Do I like it? I guess. I don't know. Is there someone I would like better? Not necessarily. Mitch Keller, maybe, just for the excitement factor. Possibly. If you find that type of thing exciting, I don't know. But I guess Musgrove's the best choice. I feel like this is going to be a struggle for the Pirates. I really do. Short year, yes, anybody has a chance, but come on. It still starts with your starting pitching. And much as I like Joe Musgrove, if that's your opening day starter, you got problems in your rotation. Number three, Cole Tucker taking reps in the outfield. May see some time in the outfield. Good, as far as I'm concerned. Wrote a couple weeks ago, how are you going to find at-bats for Ke'Bryan Hayes and Cole Tucker? How? There's a two first-round picks. You got to find out about both of them. Almost at the expense of contending, if you believe that you have a chance to contend and that those guys aren't your best options anyway somewhere. Probably not with Tucker, but you still have to find out. And now Polanco's situation, testing positive, opens up some at-bats for him. And you got to find out if the kid can hit. You got to get him reps. I'm sorry, you just have to. You owe it to yourself as an organization to find out if those guys can hit. And now Hayes also test positive, so who knows where that goes. But I am all for Cole Tucker getting reps in the outfield. When do we see Polanco and Kella? And is Kyle Crick a viable option as a closer? I think anybody can be a viable option as a closer, honestly, if they have good enough stuff. And I think he does. If he can rediscover that wipeout slider and not tip his pitches, although his debut the other night, from what I see and hear, wasn't all that encouraging. And the number one topic in our eight-pack is NFL players very, very unhappy with what they see as a lack of announced protocol here. Rookies reporting today. Training camp set to open within a matter of days. And we really, right now, at least according to players, they want to know, okay, what kind of acclimation period are we going to have? How often are we going to be tested? That seems like a basic question. What happens to the other players after someone tests positive? What happens contractually to a player if he opts to sit out the season because either him, maybe somebody in his family, is at high risk? All of that. I mean, they're ready to go. Now, I think the NFL will get its act together here at the last moment and make that clear. But, my God, they had ample time to get this stuff on paper and ready to go, didn't they? All right, coming up, top of the hour, Jason Mackey. I've got a ton of Pirates questions for him. They're in action again tonight in Cleveland tonight. And I want to ask about the closer situation, about Tucker, Hayes, Polanco, rotation, all of that coming up with Jason Mackey. First, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet McMurray. Sun's shining on budget-friendly deals with 32 new and used vehicles under $19,996. Clouds giving way to sun today. High in 91. Thunderstorm in spots tomorrow. Can join Craig Riley every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for Garage Sports Trivia live on the 93.7 The Fan Instagram. Brought to you by Precision Garage and BetRivers.com. You can join Craig Riley live today at noon. We're going to talk baseball. He's going to join me at noon. And I got something to say here that I think you're going to be interested in. There's a reason FanDuel is America's number one sports betting app. They got all the odds on all the biggest sports, and they make it simple and intuitive to place your bets. And at FanDuel, they believe beating the spread is hard enough. So unlike other sports books, FanDuel doesn't make you jump through hoops when you want to withdraw your winnings, which is what it's all about in the end, right? If you haven't tried FanDuel Sportsbook yet, then now's your chance, because sports are finally starting to come back online. Fast payouts, easy to use, safe, secure, legal, many ways to bet. All of that is what you'll get at FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, you can even place your first bet risk-free. Just place any bet and get up to $500 back if you don't win. Just go to FanDuel.com/Starkey, S-T-A-R-K-E-Y, so they know I sent you. Remember, that's FanDuel.com/Starkey. Got to be 21 plus and present in New Jersey, Pennsylvania. First real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires after 14 days. See sportsbookfanduel.com for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Jason Mackey talking baseball next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.